Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where President Biden apparently is prepared to announce a great investment in this great republic. An investment in what? In paying off $10,000 of federal student loans per borrower. For people who are earning $125,000 a year or less. This is a huge investment. It is a terrible idea. It is politically unpopular, and it's going to be a bonus and a bonanza, it seems to me, for the GOP in opposing this idea of simply paying off other people's loans that they have taken, and they have neglected to pay recently, partially because they were permitted to do so because of the payment pause that was instituted by the Biden administration. We will get to that. We will also get to a private Christian school that is under attack, and it's under attack where else? In Florida, because they are asking any gay or trans kids to leave, to not participate, to not pay tuition, obviously, or to have any place in this particular Christian school. Is that illegal? I don't believe that it is, because we have freedom of religious expression in this case and in this country. But what about the idea of discriminating against visitors in a campus facility? It is a private facility, not run by the university, not run by the University of California, Berkeley. But there is a group house off campus where they won't even let white people come in to visit because they bring with them inevitably violence. We will get to that story as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, President Biden is expected to announce as soon as tomorrow that he will cancel $10,000 of federal student loans per borrower for anybody making $125,000 a year or less. The president is also expected to extend the federal student loan payment pause for several more months, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. Although Biden had previously said he would make an announcement on student debt cancellation by the end of the month, the White House has insisted that no final decision has been made yet. The president will have more to say on this before August 31st, so said White House spokesman Abdullah Hassan. I mean, August 31st is a week and a day, right? I mean, we're talking very soon. Could be tomorrow. As a reminder, no one with a federally held loan has had to pay a single dime in student loans since President Biden took office, and this administration has already canceled about $32 billion in debt for more than 1.6 million Americans, more than any administration in history. Okay, when you say you've canceled debt, it's not canceled, it's paid by somebody. Because the money that is owed doesn't just go away. Oh, okay, we'll forget about it. It costs. If you're going to forget about $10,000 per borrower in debt, it costs you. And this is so outrageous, because what it does is it basically takes money that we're all supposed to contribute to our country in our taxation, and it takes that money and sends it right to some of the people in the country who need that money least. And why do I say that? Because it is not a majority of Americans who graduate with a college degree. And if you graduate with a college degree, I believe that the estimate, which still holds, is it gives you $1 million in additional earnings during a lifetime. A college degree is a very good investment. And here they're not only wanting to make that investment and getting a college degree, but have somebody else put the initial investment in and they get the benefit without paying for it or giving up. And now, of course, you want to say that, well, most people who take out college loans pay a lot more than $10,000. Not that much more. For it, and again, it depends on what kind of college you're attending. And a lot of this, there's so many of these student debts, particularly the ones that are defaulted on, that are for phony operations. Like what? Like Trump University. Remember that? Operations where they charge you big money and provide really very little educational value, or certainly very little value in actually getting you a degree. And the amazing thing about this is when you talk about people who've taken out student loans, it is less than half of those people who actually proceed to get a degree within 6 years for getting a four-year degree. I mean, how outrageous. And here is Nancy Pelosi talking in April and basically downplaying the possibility of something idiotic like this. Here is Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, clip 12.
People think that the President of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Okay, and then, of course, now Congress is supposedly willing to go along with the president, but it does put his announcement, which is expected tomorrow, in a different context. There's also a CNBC report on a new poll on this issue. This is clip 13.
The new CNBC poll finds that many worry that canceling student debt could have some unintended consequences. A majority of Americans, 59%, are concerned loan forgiveness will make inflation worse. That's according to a new survey by CNBC and Momentum. The concern is that borrowers would have more money to spend, driving up demand, driving up inflation.
Okay, and again, this is not only going to displease people who may not have benefited from this debt cancellation at all, but punish them with not only their tax money being diverted to this, but inflation being encouraged and fed. There's also this from Nina Turner, who is a former official in the Bernie Sanders for President campaign. I think she lost a couple of races for the House of Representatives. Nina Turner says means testing student debt cancellation is bad policy. Full cancellation is good policy. In other words, she is calling for the cancellation to involve even borrowers who are earning more than $125,000 a year. A new Newsweek column points out that full cancellation means that even if the borrower has the money to pay back their loan and is not struggling financially, they too should still get their loans paid off by taxpayers who didn't take those loans out. And again, it asks you to be paying for some of the bills that other people have incurred and gotten presumably some value with some educational benefit. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. If you disagree and you think it's a wonderful opportunity that President Biden is going to be initiating apparently tomorrow, I'll tell you what's a not such a popular opportunity. Is a new effort to provide white-free housing. The University of California at Berkeley. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, is racism okay when it's aimed at white people? I mean, it's an obvious answer. Of course, racism is evil and wrong. Judging anybody by the color of his skin, regardless of what the color of that skin might happen to be, judging anybody on that basis and setting up obstacles and special requirements and unequal treatment based upon skin color or ethnic background is un-American. And in most settings, it's illegal. And undoubtedly there will be some legal consequences to what is going on at the University of California at Berkeley. Now this is not, and let me be very clear about this, this is not the university. Because the University of California at Berkeley is a public institution. It's a very well-regarded public institution, but they simply could not get away with something like this. This is a cooperative, private example of housing, which is called the Person of Color Theme House. Now, what does that mean? It is a housing co-op located near the UC Berkeley campus that aims to provide housing to, quote, low-income, first-generation, immigrant, and marginalized students of color, according to its website. It is a private venture and is not affiliated with the university. However, an leaked photo of house rules for the co-op, tenants are instructed not under any circumstances to bring white guests to the home unless they get prior permission and authorization first, and they have to keep white guests from common areas. Now, this is obviously based on the idea that white people bring cooties with us. University of California, Berkeley, again, wants to make it clear, they don't want to touch this, and for good reason. The house rules for the Person of Color theme house say many people of color members moved here to be able to avoid white violence and presence. Okay, avoiding white violence is one thing, but avoiding white presence, it's kind of tough to do. What, are you going to ride a bus? Or you need separate buses, too. Oh, they tried that. Yeah, that was before the Montgomery bus boycott. Many POC members, people of color members, moved here to be able to avoid white violence and presence, say the rules. So respect their decision of avoidance if you bring white guests, the house rules state. White people are not entirely banned from the house's premises, but those wishing to bring white guests into the building must alert and warn the other tenants before something traumatic like that would happen. Oh, no! White person headed this way! Always announce guests in the guest chat if they are will be in common spaces with you and if they are white, one rule states. The white people are entirely banned from entering shared spaces within the home to allow people of color to avoid white presence. Quote, guests are allowed in common spaces, but please be mindful if there are house members in the room beforehand. White guests are not allowed in common spaces. Another rule states, this is also very contradictory. Avoid bringing parents, family members that express bigotry. Queer, black, and indigenous members should not have to avoid common spaces because of homophobic or racist parents and family members. In other words, if someone is perceived as holding racist or homophobic ideas, then they are simply not welcome. And this, of course, is the defense that they would put for any of this is that this is not illegal discrimination because this is private and it is asking people to subscribe to some kind of special understanding, some special covenantal relationship that you would have with the people who live there. But I don't think this is going to prevent some kind of legal challenge to this nonsense. And if people don't see that racism is a problem in every direction, not just one, then it's terrible. There's also this on the field of education and discrimination. This reported by the Daily Caller, a private Christian school's policy asks students who are transgender and gay to leave the school, according to an email obtained by NBC News. A letter by school administrator Barry McKean of Grace Christian School in Valrico, Florida, reemphasized a school policy that asks any student who is engaging in any form of, quote, homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgender identity, lifestyle, self-identification, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography to leave the school, according to a June 6 letter obtained by NBC News. McKean's letter includes Bible verses to support the policy and also tells educators to refer to a student by their birth name. The policy also requires educators to refer to students by their biological gender and affirm students' biological sex. Therefore, one's biological sex must be affirmed and no attempt should be made to physically change, alter, or disagree with one's biological gender, including but not limited to elective sex reassignment, transvestite, transgender, or non-binary gender fluid acts of conduct. McKean's letter stated that, made it very clear, students in the school will be referred to by the gender on their birth certificate and be referenced in name of the same fashion. Again, this is a private school, and I think one of the reasons that they're putting the Bible verses, corresponding Bible verses, is to make it clear that this is a case of free exercise of religion, because otherwise they would be hit in about a millisecond with some kind of lawsuit. McKean responded to the email leak in a Facebook video saying, he turned down NBC News' request for comment because of what they were going to be trying to prove. It is true that a student cannot come to our school knowingly for us and be transgender or homosexual, McKean said. That is rooted in the scripture. God has spoken on these issues explicitly, aggressively, and we have had these policies in our school since day number one in the early 1970s. That is not new. It is also true that it wasn't in the article, but Grace Christian is one of many, many schools in the state of Florida that are Christian schools. And almost every Christian school has such a policy, but not announced in such a provocative and sure-to-be-controversial way. We will be right back on the significance of this and its relationship, if any, to an upcoming case in the Supreme Court. That and more on the MedVed Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officers shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutor saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, an email came in from Herman, who says, so if student debt forgiveness contributes to inflation, don't tax cuts contribute to inflation? Because taxpayers will have more money to spend. Look, my opposition to student debt forgiveness is the opposite and goes along with my being in favor of tax cuts. What tax cuts do is they allow people to keep more of their own money. What student loan forgiveness does is it basically takes money from some people and gives it to other people. It gets the government more involved in limiting your resources. That's what taxes do. And the idea that a tax cut that actually allows more in the way of retaining private property, the loan forgiveness is not retaining private property. It is taking somebody else's property, somebody else's resources, and using them to pay off a debt that you took, presumably with every expectation of paying it someday. And it's incredibly unfair, not just to the people who choose not to go to college, but it's tremendously unfair to the people who have already gone to college and paid off their debts, which is true of a lot of people I know. And again, a lot of people you know as well. I mentioned before a Supreme Court case coming up, and it's going to be an important case about equal treatment under the law. And it's going to be reconsidering Grutter versus Bollinger, which is a 2003 case, which basically legitimated the use of racial standards in college admission. That involved the University of Michigan. And the new case has been brought primarily by a group of Asian students, and it's about discrimination at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. I think they deliberately chose a very prominent private university and a very prominent and highly rated public university. UNC in Chapel Hill is a tough school to get into. And with UNC in Capitol Hill, it's particularly sensitive because it's a public university. And, of course, Harvard gets so much money in federal grants of different kinds. Yale does, too. But it's also a question of favoring people based upon race. Great column today about this by William McGurn, who also brings up another issue that we haven't gotten to yet, but it's worth approaching, is a couple of weeks ago, the Minneapolis Public Schools negotiated a contract with a teachers union that includes this language. Listen, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall access, namely fire, the next least senior teacher who is not a member of an underrepresented population. In plain English, in other words, this is a line from DeRoy Murdoch in the Daily Mail. This means fire Whitey first. In other words, what they're doing in their contract, and the school district agreed to this, is that if they find that they have to cut back on the number of teachers, the first teachers that they would cut back on would be white teachers. The Minneapolis contract is ugly stuff, but highly appropriate as the Supreme Court prepares to hear lawsuits in October by Students for Fair Admissions accusing Harvard and the University of North Carolina of racist discrimination in admissions. The such discrimination was easier to rationalize both practically and morally when the issue was literally black and white. The idea was that the new race preferences in college admissions, hiring, and contracts were a long overdue leveling of the racial scales. The Minneapolis district claims it is only trying to remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination. But America today, writes McGurn, is no longer so neatly divided between black and white, or even between the white majority and all minorities. Asian Americans are an even bigger target than whites because their high achievement leads them on the liberal scale to be overrepresented. We were talking before about University of California at Berkeley. It is a majority Asian students. And by the way, also very heavy numbers at University of California, Berkeley, of Latino students. This achievement for Asians is an embarrassment for the progressive narrative, so much so that they are often lumped in with whites or classified as white adjacent. To avoid acknowledging that Asian Americans are a minority with their own experience of officially sanctioned bigotry, e.g. the internment camps for Japanese Americans during World War II, and the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. Japanese people weren't even allowed to become citizens, people who lived here, until shortly before the war. Unfortunately, in Grutter versus Bollinger, the court declared that colleges' use of race to further diversity was constitutional. In her majority opinion, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor implied this would be temporary. She couldn't imagine affirmative action would still be necessary in 25 years. Were the Roberts Court simply to declare that race preferences violate both Title VI of the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment, it would be a tremendous victory for a colorblind America. And I do believe that's probably the next gigantic Supreme Court controversy we're going to experience. And one of the victories that McGurn mentions here is not only getting rid of racial preferences, but getting rid of some of the boxes you're supposed to check of racial classifications. He says, take Asian, a label that covers 60% of the world's population, lumping Indians together with Chinese and Cambodians and Koreans. They have almost nothing in common, from religion to language to culture. Same with Hispanic, he writes. Harvard and UNC, Mr. Bernstein writes, I can't explain why white Europeans from Spain, people of indigenous Mexican descent, and people of Afro-Cuban descent, and South and Central Americans, who may be any combination of European, African, and indigenous by descent, are grouped together as Hispanic. In addition, because this is largely self-reported, the incentive for fraudulent or exaggerated claims. And this is fascinating and actually hilarious, and I hadn't heard this before. A few years ago, Vijay Chokhal Ingham, elder brother of the Office star Mindy Kaling, didn't think he had the grades to get into medical school applying as an Indian American. So he checked the box on the application for African American, and hey, presto, he found himself accepted at St. Louis University's med school. More famously, Elizabeth Warren had to apologize for identifying as a Native American when she got her first law school teaching job at University of Pennsylvania before she went on to Harvard. She still classified herself as Native American. She claims she believes it because she is, according to her testing, her genetic testing, 1/32nd Native American. Just think about that for a moment. Not 1/8, not 1/16, 1/32nd. Maybe a no tribal official membership or enrollment, however. When we come back on the MedVed show, we'll talk about some of the ongoing races, which are very dramatic. And I don't mean races in terms of ethnic origins. I mean political races. And also a gigantic gift to conservatism of $1.6 billion. How'd that work? We'll tell you coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons that everybody had assumed that Donald Trump was the dominant figure in the Republican Party, and if he chose to run for renomination, he would surely make it, is because he had raised so much money. But there is now a new numbers that show that there's actually another member of the Republican Party who's raised more money for his political future than Donald Trump. Donald Trump, so far, up through August 5th, has been able to raise, it says, $135,000. In any event, that basically the Trump total has been topped by DeSantis. DeSantis raised more money than Trump since the former president left office, relying on deep-pocketed donors rather than the small-dollar contributors he'll need if he seeks the White House in 2024. Why is that? It's because when you're running for president of the United States under federal law, they limit the amount that each person can give. DeSantis running unopposed in Tuesday's primary, that's today, as he goes for a second term, has amassed $142 million from the start of 2021 through August 5th this year from donors including GOP mega donors Ken Griffin and Paul Tudor Jones. He's raised $142 million. Trump has collected $136 million. So it's awfully close, but then again, Trump has been very visibly talking about running for president again, and DeSantis, well, increasingly inspired that kind of speculation. The one of the things that they say here, and this relevant to the Florida primary today, that this is from the hotline. Today, Democratic voters in Florida will elect their nominee to challenge Governor Ron DeSantis. For much of the race, Representative Charlie Crist, an agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried have campaigned as if they had already won the primary, centering the bulk of their ire on DeSantis. Crist, a former Republican governor who switched parties about a decade ago, has centered his message on his experience, while Freed, the only elected statewide Democrat, has positioned herself as something new. After years of statewide losses for Democrats, including Andrew Gillum's narrow defeat in the 2018 election, whoever Democrats choose will have their work cut out for them heading into the fall as Florida drifts further red. Actually, Andrew Gillum has his work cut out for him staying out of jail for drug use. He almost died of a drug overdose, and it turns out that he was leading a fairly, I want to say, degraded and adventurous a double, triple, quadruple life. He was found with sex workers, others, under very, very squalid conditions in a hotel room. This was after he lost. Former mayor of Tallahassee, at one time considered a rising Democratic star. Okay, speaking of rising stars, an unusual $1.6 billion donation bolsters conservatives. And this is actually one of those things, and you've heard me before speaking basically very intolerantly about candidates soliciting money from ordinary Americans and begging money, because I know what it goes for. It goes to advance the interests of that particular candidate, or often goes to attack an opponent. But this is different. A new conservative nonprofit group scored a $1.6 billion windfall via a little-known donor. An extraordinary sum. It is an extraordinary sum. $1.6 billion. That's $1,600 million. That's more than Trump and Biden spent combined, I believe, in the last election. Certainly more than either of them spent in the last election. And this is all going to a brand new nonprofit which is devoted to conservative causes. It's not devoted to candidates. It's going to be a nonprofit called the Marble Foundation, which is going to be run by Leonard Leo, who has been the leader of the Federalist Society for many, many years. And this windfall, writes the New York Times, will help cement Mr. Leo's status as a kingmaker in conservative big money politics. It could also give conservatives an advantage in a type of difficult-to-trace spending that shapes elections and political fights. The cash infusion was arranged through an unusual series of transactions that appear to have avoided tax liabilities. What happened is Assad Barre, who is a Russian immigrant who has done very, very well as an electronics mogul, he had set up a company called Trip Light, and he donated 100% of the shares of Trip Light to Mr. Leo's nonprofit group before that company was sold to an Irish conglomerate for $1.65 billion. So, in other words, he gave his shares. He gets credit for giving those shares as a nonprofit charitable donation, and then they turned around and sold the shares to provide money for this foundation, which is dedicated to advancing conservative ideas. Advancing ideas, it seems to me, is a more worthwhile undertaking than advancing candidates who often there is a less positive aspect to that investment. Speaking of investing, how about investing your time in a new movie with one of America's finest actors? His name is Ed Harris. He's featured in Get Away If You Can. Should you get away and stay away, or go see it? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A well-to-do couple hopes that an ocean voyage can rekindle the spark in their deeply troubled marriage. But the husband's cynical father, Ed Harris, thinks that the best outcome would be getting rid of the wife altogether in Get Away If You Can, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
If you're going to do this, do it right. People die every day at sea.
Maybe if you weren't jealous, you wouldn't be saying that kind of stuff.
She's got you so twisted up.
And the movie is twisted up, moving back and forth incessantly between various flashbacks and the more recent action on a remote island off the coast of South America. The two stars of the movie, who also co-wrote and directed it, are a real-life married couple, and they both handle their parts with charisma and conviction. But the characters they create are distinctly unsympathetic, and the plot stumbles to a conclusion that is, well, deeply inconclusive. Officially unrated, but would definitely be an R for considerable nudity. Two stars for the intriguing but unsatisfying Get Away If You Can. Yeah, it's about an ocean voyage, and by the end of the film, I think most people will have wished they had stayed ashore. That would be my strong guess about Get Away If You Can. Coming up tomorrow, we will deal with an email that I didn't get to today that accuses me of horrible bigotry against marijuana users. I've been accused before. We'll cope with that. We'll also be welcoming a candidate for governor of Oregon. This is a former Democratic senator in Oregon who is now running as an independent because she's kind of disgusted with the Democratic Party. And she's actually giving the Republican candidate, Christine Drazen, who I hope we'll have sometime soon, a real shot to win the Oregon governorship. We'll be speaking tomorrow to Senator Betsy Johnson, independent gubernatorial candidate in Oregon. We'll also talk about why student loan forgiveness has been condemned as a left-wing trickle-down economics. Why? How? Because its entire justification is somehow by giving more money to people who are already doing fine, you will actually be benefiting people who are less fortunate. And the Progressive Policy Institute has just joined conservatives everywhere in attacking Biden's planned cancellation of student debt. One reason, they say, canceling debt for most borrowers is a giveaway to affluent households paid for by workers. That doesn't sound like a fair or sensible or appropriate thing to undertake, does it? Not on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.